I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Desperate times call for, well, using the tools you have in a new way. World Orphans serves vulnerable women and children, and now they're stretching themselves to care for a new group, refugees in Iraq. Scott Vare of World Orphans says,
"We're not primarily a refugee ministry, but we believe that God had us there for just such a time as this. And in fact, a few years ago, we named our community center The Refuge, and it seemed only appropriate for us to open our doors to some of these families."
They turned part of their property into a refugee camp for 20 families. For now, pray for World Orphans to meet the needs of these people and share the love of Jesus Christ. Next, Bethany Christian Services' Christy Gleason says Bolivia's child labor law says the legal child laborer age is 14, but can go as young as 10. Bethany doesn't have work in Bolivia right now, but they're watching it because the law could be attractive to countries that have similar issues like Haiti. They're trying to get in front of family issues in Haiti before they become child labor problems.
Local churches are usually one of our first contact points in a country. So we are either training church members or we're training pastors, and then we use that large group of believers to either provide respite care for kids or be potential foster families.
And roughly 2% of people in Pakistan are Christians, but Operation Mobilization's men's traveling team is succeeding in making that number grow. The team is going from town to town, handing out books and telling villagers stories of what God's done in their lives. The villagers are saying this is the first time they've heard the gospel, and many are making a commitment to follow God. Pray for the safety of the OM team and for new Pakistani Christians. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.